Welcome to Radio Rehab. This week, my guest host is Harry, and on today's show, we discuss pet loss in sobriety. It's super tough, especially for me and for lots of people I know out there who have what we call fur babies, who are literally members of your family. Let's join the conversation.
Welcome to Radio Rehab. Here's your host, Dana Keys.
Funny because you were talking about your daughter and you were like, I would literally let someone set me on fire to save her. I was like, I feel that way about my cats.
Yeah.
I do. And it's so hard because as we were talking about earlier, you know, it's difficult to talk about, oh, my cat's sick, and someone's like, oh, my daughter has cancer, and you're like, fuck. You know, you feel bad.
Yeah.
But it's a real thing for pet lovers.
Totally. Yeah. So when Emma was born, which was fantastic. My dog, Pixie, started having this eye problem, like literally the first week that Emma was around. And my wife took her into the vet, and the vet said, I don't know what's going on with her eye, but it's something that could be bad. So I want you to go see the ophthalmologist at UC Davis. So I took Pixie in the middle of the night to go to UC Davis to the emergency services and go see the ophthalmologist. And they took a blood test, and then they went and saw her. And they looked at her eye, and they said, oh, it could be this, could be that. It's probably nothing too serious. We'll try this, try that, and you can go home. And I had paid, and I was literally on my way out the door and going down the stairs. And they came down the stairs, and they said, Mr. Sims, come here, stop. We need you to come back up here. So I went and sat down up there again, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. And they came out, and they're like, Pixie's white blood cell count is like 16 times more than it should be. So we're pretty sure that she has leukemia.
Oh.
I know. And so Pixie and Parker were our two dogs. My wife had them when I met her. Little reindeer chihuahua. So chihuahuas with long legs.
I saw pointy pictures. Ears. Yeah, yeah, they're ridiculously cute. And they look a lot like my cats, which is funny because they're skinny with the huge ears. Yeah, they're so cute.
So, and you know, Pixie was just, she was a love. She was just a love. She would just lay on you and put her head down and just, you know, she just sat there with you for hours upon hours upon hours. And that's just how she was. She was just a fantastic dog. So, you know, we decided to treat the cancer with Davis. And
so lucky you live near UC Davis, by the way.
Yeah, pretty quick, like 40-minute drop.
Yeah.
Just down the road if there's traffic. There's no traffic, 20 minutes.
I wish I had lived by there.
So we started treating Pixie. And Pixie and I developed this relationship around her healing. I was the one who was giving her meds every morning. I was the one who was taking her to her office visits. And we developed this really, really close bond. And she made it through leukemia. And she went into remission after like 18 months. And, you know, we were so happy. It was fantastic. And, you know, the weird thing is that I had never, you know, I was involved with Team in Training, which is for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And I had never had a personal relationship with cancer affect my life. Hadn't really known anyone or anyone from my family that had cancer. And Pixie was the first one. And like you said, I didn't feel like I could talk about it there because I was with people that have lost their children or people that have had cancer themselves. And I felt, yeah, I felt like I would offend them by talking about my dog. And I didn't for a long time. Just, you know, quietly with people that I knew, but never at the mission moments. We have these mission moments before we work out where we talk about a survivor or someone who didn't survive. Kind of the reason that we're there and why we do Team in Training. And we do this kind of as a something to keep in our minds to remind ourselves while we're out there working out and it gets tough. Like, this is why we're doing this. People with that are going through chemo are going through stuff that's a million times worse, so we can, you know, we can make it up that next hill. Yeah, you know, nice, good feeling, tears types of moments. They're good. Let's see, where was I? Anyways, so Pixie went into remission, and that was great. So we went on our summer vacation that we always go to. My family Summers in Grey Eagle, as I like to say.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I just recently met somebody who goes there because I was like looking at it written down. I'm like, Grey Eagle? How do you, because it's spelled so weird.
It's like spelled like Grey Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grey Eagle is, yeah. People who know about Grey Eagle, and then people who don't, don't. But yeah, love that. One of my favorite places on the entire planet. We were up there for the summer, and when we came back, Pixie had, it looked like an infection on the back of her leg, like a lump. Looked like something, and it was a scab in the center of it. So I thought, oh, something got in there and it got infected. Let's get this fixed. They went and had it x-rayed, and there was nothing in there. And we went back to UC Davis, and it turned out to be lymphoma. And, you know, we spent a lot of money.
Yeah. I heard that.
We spent a lot of money getting Pixie into remission from leukemia. Even though we ended up getting a grant at the end of it too, a $5,000 grant. We'd still spend about double that before we got that grant. So, yeah.
How do you get a grant?
So, yeah. So I was just talking to people at the place and I was like, hey, is there any way for people that are in financial hardship or have already put in lots of money? Is there any way to, you know, figure out how to get some money to help with this? And, the lady said, well, why don't you call this one person? So I called this one, my wife called this one person, and it turns out that yes, there is money available. And so we got a $5,000 grant from Petco and Blue Buffalo for Pixie's care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I know.
That's good to know.
So like when you're at Petco and they ask you to give a dollar or two.
I always give a dollar.
At the end of your transaction.
Not just so they'll ring the bell and clap, but like, I always give a dollar or two.
Literally, some of that money goes to what, you know, to what Pixie ended up getting for her treatment. So I think it's a good cause.
It is.
But when Pixie got lymphoma, Emma was not a newborn anymore. She was able to run around and move and go in the garden and pick up things. And we decided that we didn't want any traces of chemotherapy in our house because it just wasn't safe for Emma. And we decided that we were just going to keep Pixie comfortable and, you know, try to see where this went. And so we still had a good 3 or 4 months with her. She lasted, she died the day before Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving. I'd stayed home from work that day. My wife was going to be leaving for the entire day, and I didn't feel right leaving her alone, because she would have been alone in the house that whole day, and I don't know why. I didn't think she was going to die that day or anything. I just didn't want to leave her alone that day, so I didn't go to work. And I spent the whole day with her. You know, just nothing special. It's not like I spent the whole day just paying attention to her. I was just there with her, like I normally am. And she was pretty lethargic that day, but she had been kind of going that direction, and she had gone that direction a couple times and then bounced back and been happy again. So we didn't know what was going on. Took her to bed that night. My wife took her to bed. My wife usually goes to bed before I do. And then I usually stay up and watch Netflix. It's kind of like my me time.
Right.
So I went to bed at around midnight, and Pixie was there in bed, you know, in the middle of the bed between me and my wife. Like she had been always, she always slept between us in bed. She's a reindeer chihuahua, so she sticks her, you can't see this because obviously this is audio only, but she sticks, you know, she sticks her
paws
legs
out.
Straight out.
Okay.
She doesn't curl them up, nothing. So it's like this, and she lays on her side.
Like a deer.
Like a deer.
Right.
So the legs stick, so she takes up as much lateral space as she
as
possibly
a human.
Can,
right.
Even though she weighs 9 pounds, she's like taking up this much space with her crazy long ass legs. And she, you move her, you try to move her, she just flop right back down again. Like you really have to like pick her up and move her to get her out of the way. That's just, you know, that's how she was. Her spot, that was her spot. That's where she was. I remember I laid there for like 20 minutes and pet her. And I rolled over and went to sleep. And I woke up like 20 minutes later. I don't know why I woke up 20 minutes later. And I rolled over and she was gone.
Oh,
yeah.
But how sweet that she passed away like that.
It was just so, it couldn't have happened in a better way.
No, that's beautiful. That's good. I hate hearing horrific stories where, you know, I've heard awful stories
yeah.
that I think I would have just died if that happened to me. And that's sweet. But it's so hard.
It was really hard for the two of us. You know, me and my wife cried for the next hour and a half in bed just with her.
Right.
And, you know, I buried her in the backyard the next day. And my wife went to Home Depot and bought an azalea bush. And,
aww.
You know, I put her right in the ground, you know, not wrapped in anything, just totally like natural. She can kind of go back into.
She make the flowers grow.
She can go back into being stardust like yeah. we all are, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, we planted the bush right over
aww.
Where she's buried. So we're just waiting for this spring and this summer when we get azalea blooms.
Aww. That is so sweet.
Little pieces of pixie in the flowers.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Damn, I hate living in San Francisco and I want a yard.
That is one of the advantages of living in Sacramento.
I know. You actually have a yard.
You get a yard.
Yeah. I have like cement and that's uh-huh. it and sirens.
And like a tree surrounded by cement.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Radio Rehab, and thank you, Harry, for being my guest co-host this week. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we discussed being clean and sober in the city you drank and used in. That's on tomorrow's episode of Radio Rehab. If you would like to contact us, it's 415-496-9511. On all the socials, it's @RadioRehabDana. Thank you for listening. Keep coming back.